Rob Schneider is a somewhat popular comedic actor.
Sharks are like dogs. They only bite when you touch their private parts.
I think there's been a mistake.
Did you say steak?
They went together like lamb and tuna fish.
Claustrophobia. The gayest of all phobias.
You can do it!
Hip-hop anonymous?
My life sucks.
Rated PG-13.
The Tomster making copies. Mr. Tom.
Welcome to Rob Schneider, Could You Not? A complete retrospective of all Rob Schneider movies, past, present, but thank God, not really future. I am Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Caleb George! Hearing him speak just makes me want to punch him in the face.
You guys, that was the first time that I've played the theme song for Caleb. How'd you like it?
I love it. I just hate him so much. And you did a good mix of getting in like all the awful racist stuff and like mocking him with other platforms like South Park is great.
My first cut was honestly just the South Park herp-de-der. Rob Schneider, herp-de-der. Derp-de-derp-de-derp-de-dub. You guys, at the end of the episode, I'll play like one clip of that one commercial of the South Park. One, and there's four of them. So for the next four episodes, at the end of the episode, Rob, that'll be a South Park clip.
That's awesome.
I love those so much. For this week, though, we are looking at The Animal, released on June 1st. 2001, before the world changed forever.
Yeah, wow. Oh, so was this his next follow-up to Deuce Bigelow?
This is the very next one. Okay. He was in Little Nicky as the You Can Do It guy. He says, "You can do it, Ozzy. Bite his freaking head off." And Ozzy Osbourne bites an animated bat's head off,
right,
who is one of the sons of the devil. It is. Have you seen Little Nicky?
I have seen Little Nicky.
I'm sorry.
Have you done Little Nicky?
Yeah, we did Little Nicky way like episode 8 or 9 or something. It's bad, dude.
So I know you probably don't have these stats in front of you right now, but
yeah.
How many times has he appeared as the You Can Do It guy?
Ooh,
you
know? I got so many. He's in so many. It's such a running joke.
Could you ballpark it?
I could ballpark it. let's see here.
Ballpark it.
I'll ballpark it for you. It's about a hoof. Let's see here. So he's in. He's in The Youngest Nard. I'd say there's five.
Really?
Five movies?
That's too many.
Okay.
One was too many.
It's like the golf swing. It's in everything. Real quick, something I forgot about last week to bring up is his daughter, Rob Schneider's daughter.
She's a singer.
She was born Tanner L. Schneider, and her stage name is L. King.
Yeah, she did the X's and O's song.
Perfect. Yeah. Yes. I didn't know if you knew this or not.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know this, here is a sample of Rob Schneider's daughter singing a song. Yeah, that's Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Real talent.
I found that out, and I was like, I really like this song.
Oh, she has a bunch of great songs. She does a cover of My Neck, My Back.
She does?
Actually, you know what, you guys? Let me find that. You can't show, don't tell, right? How long we'll be able to keep our advertisements on this episode, but I love that version. I actually like it better than the real version.
And she so it's really interesting to see the recording versus the live, because it's not like she's talentless and they clean it up and they overproduce it. Live, she sounds fantastic. She,
fantastic voice. Lots of talent. Apparently runs in the family. plot of this movie, after receiving organ transplants from various animal donors, a man finds himself taking on the traits of those animals. Could you not? Okay, speaking of which, like, one, my cat just took a massive poop and it reeks, and now she's up on the table, like, rubbing up on everything.
Yeah, we got an animal right here.
We got an animal.
Yeah, okay, this sounds like a dumb movie. I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there.
Bold.
I'm going to hate every second. I was half hoping that you were like, in the movie this week is Shawshank Redemption. But I guess...
Rob Schneider, please.
But
Andy
I guess...
New frame.
But I guess we're doing the animal. I guess we're actually following through with what we said we'd do.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys, Caleb's still new here. He doesn't get everything yet.
Yeah, I can't believe you actually still do this.
Like, yeah, he comes over with a smile. Maria, I'd open up the door and Maria would be like, hey...
What do we know about this fucking film?
Well, first, if you guys need to call in, if you want to say something like, hey, why didn't you guys talk about Surf Ninjas or something along that line?
Hey, good point. Why didn't we?
We could maybe watch Surf Ninjas. He's not really a main character in that. That's why. You can give us a call. Leave us a voicemail at 405-418-6273. That is 405-418-6273 or 405-418-NARD. You can email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com, and we're on Twitter at @sandlerplsstop. Facts about this movie: it cost $47
million. $47 million? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
For what? The craft table? What are you talking about? $47 million? What are you talking about?
That's more than a lot of countries' GDP.
That's insane. That's insane. Shape of Water, a potential Oscar contender, was made for half of that. A third of that.
And there's beautiful, and awesome effects in that movie?
Yes. Yes. $47 million?
And there's a fish person they had to, like, put makeup on every day.
Yes. There's an actual animal that looks like a creature. They just fucking... I'm sure just teased up Rob Schneider's hair and, like, be an animal. And what the hell is going? $47 million?
It costs a lot of money to license all those songs that we're probably going to hear. Oh, it's Happy Madison. God.
It's probably more Smash Mouth.
Did you think it made or lost money?
I bet it made money.
$84 million
God
worldwide.
God damn it. It doubled its profit. Wow.
All right. Here we go. Here's one fact that we have to talk about. This is a big deal back in the day. In June 2001, Newsweek revealed that print ads for at least four movies released by Columbia Pictures, including this one and A Knight's Tale, contained glowing comments from a film reviewer who did not exist. The fake critic, David Manning, was actually a friend by the same name in Connecticut who had agreed to let his Columbia ad marketing friend use his name.
What?
So this guy had a friend in ad marketing whose name was David Manning, and his buddy's like, hey, can I use your name so I can make these fake ads so we could put up on print advertising? Like, it's hilarious.
Really?
Yep. Manning was misrepresented as a reviewer for a newspaper in the small Connecticut town of Ridgefield. So they're like, hey, you're in Connecticut. We're going to say that you're a film reviewer from here, and we're going to use fake quotes to sell movies.
For what? Just to... what?
Because if you make a movie like The Animal and it has zero positive reviews, you need to make up some.
Or don't make the movie.
No.
Don't make a good movie.
Caleb, that's where you're wrong. Times.
God.
Shape of Water is garbage. The Animal, beautiful. Talk about love between a person and an animal.
Jesus Christ.
Format. We watch the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has a Y card.
Y card.
We haven't really come up with exactly. Could you not card? Something
could you
like
not
that.
Card? But just like something that's so ridiculous we have to stop the film.
Yeah. That we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up, just in case that there's something that we need to talk about. Is there anything you'd like to say before we start watching the film?
No, I just, $47 million, it blows my mind. It blows my fucking mind. In 2001, too.
That's, yeah, with inflation.
In 2018 money, like, that's insane.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Baywatch was made for $55 million, and it had the world's premier star in Rock.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
And that other dude.
Yeah, the hot guy.
Yeah, Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Yeah, and had a big budget and was a summer blockbuster release, $55 million.
This is a summer blockbuster, June 1st.
No, it's not.
Summer blockbuster.
No.
Dude, it broke the boxes. The block was busted. Is that what it is? Blockbuster is about people lining up around the block to watch it, right?
Correct.
So it busts the block?
Yeah.
Because now, I can't go to the grocery store because that block is all... there's people standing in line. That block is busted.
Sorry, I couldn't make your recital, sweetie. I wanted to be there so bad. But the animal opened and the block's been busted.
I tried to get a ticket to the animal, but they've been sold out for weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I'll make the next recital. I love you.
Let's watch The Animal.
Until the break of dawn. Life cannot go by the letter. Time, Prozac can make it better. Noise, any kind will do.
We have finished 30 minutes of The Animal. Caleb George, thoughts, feelings. Come on, buddy.
$47 million. I'm still baffled by it. Dude, I can see where the money's going, though.
There's a great scene in which a car is flying down a cliff, and there's like, wow, okay, they spent some money on this. And then... they make a monkey a moonwalk, so that takes a lot of money. Yep.
Sets pieces, a giant hamster.
Giant hamster wheel. I'm surprised at how much money you could see in this movie.
Yeah, you really can.
Yeah.
They really went to the studio and was like, after that first success, we gotta get a budget for this. We got ideas.
Yeah, you guys. I got this great idea where Rob Schneider acts like an animal, but all the set pieces are going to cost so much money.
Yeah, and the execs rolled their eyes and went, okay.
All right.
And then they made their money back.
Jesus Christ. What do you want? What do you want to talk about?
Well, first of all, his name is Marvin Mange.
I have no problem with that.
Well, I just think it's ham-fisted, a dog has mange, a wild animal gets mange.
Yeah.
And I'm just so, and they refer to him by his last name because it's a police force. So they're like, Mange, get in here. And I'm just like, God, I hate how ham-fisted that is. I hate how ham-fisted.
Well, all the jokes are very ham-fisted.
Oh, God.
Extremely.
Yeah.
But I feel like that is very 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. I feel like this came into... even though it came out in 2001, it feels like 1997.
Yeah.
The music in the background's that 90s hip-hop rappy thing where you're like, what? No.
Well, and I got a spoiler alert for you. Okay?
What?
I got a spoiler alert for you.
What?
Every movie that is ever made after 2000s by Happy Madison still feels like a 90s movie.
That's true.
That was his heyday. That's Happy Madison Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison. That's his rise to fame. And that's what got him there. So that's what he'll always do.
This one feels the most 90s, though.
It is very 90s. Say. Very 90s.
So we're introduced to Rob Schneider as a character, and he lives in a garage, and he has his TV and everything on the garage door that opens for the car, and it's all attached to it, even a fish tank.
Yeah.
So when you open it up, nothing moves.
Yep.
It's all just attached, and he even has a lava lamp.
Yep.
And then it closes right back. I'm like, that's like blank check for me. That movie where the kid gets a blank check and he gets to live wherever he wants. That's a kid's fantasy.
It really is. I half expected when they cut to the fish tank for it to say Kate and this be just the same, just Deuce Bigelow. But that relationship didn't work because she's way out of his league.
Yep.
But he kept the fish tank. And and now he's starting his life over and he's still a pathetic piece of shit.
And he gets a job. So Rob Schneider's character is in he works at a police force.
Yes.
He works in the evidence room. Mm-hmm. We're introduced to a bunch of awful child actors.
But that's got to be very, more than I do, but it feels very common in terms of the way that they degrade, or these stupid jokes, they degrade their lead by having children mock them.
Yes. That's just a good way of hey, this guy's a loser because kids are making fun of him.
Exactly. If kids can make fun of him, then he's got to be a loser. But my first paternal instinct is to go, who are your parents? They're raising you horribly.
Horribly.
don't treat that person that way.
Yeah. Well, this is the, so this scene in here is why Adam Sandler is not the main character. Adam Sandler would never be in this movie. He would never be degraded like this.
But he just wants his friends to be.
His Rob Schneider? Throw him in there. Where he just I think this is all just a cruel joke on Rob Schneider.
We could pretend
like all of this is Deuce Bigalow.
Yeah.
Like through and through. If you want.
I'm fine with this. I'm fine with it being Deuce.
Okay.
Well, I don't even want to call him Mange. Deuce is back. He hasn't quite gone to Europe yet.
Nope.
But he's decided to start his life over again.
So Deuce's boss is the one of the main doctors from Scrubs, John
C. McGinley.
John C. McGinley, yeah. And he's ripped
in
this
movie.
My God,
he's ripped.
He's always been in good shape. But
yeah,
he's
he was like a football
shape.
Player and stuff too, yeah. right? So
Something
he's
like
always
that.
Been in like really, really, really fantastic shape. And always kind of plays these like macho, aggressive...
Yeah.
In shape dudes.
So it was very surprising to see him.
Because he's better than this.
Yes. It was also surprising to see the love interest, who is a super liberal, saving trees, loves animals girl.
Yeah.
And I wrote down, this is the perfect 2001 love interest.
Yeah.
Her name is Colleen Haskett or something?
I don't know.
Whatever. Sorry.
She's in a tree saving
She is so 2001.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Down to the outfit, the haircut.
Oh, her outfit, her haircut, her pants, her loose pants, but her super tight belly shirt.
Yeah.
It's so 2001.
And they make their female leads like saintly.
Yep.
And I don't understand because you it's such a far way to go for Rob Schneider, who's such a piece of shit, that he gets this perfect woman. Like, they make her so unattainable and expect us to believe that he's just going to end up with her. But yeah. I never will. I'll never believe it. First of all, it didn't work out for his first relationship.
Nope.
And so this one definitely isn't going to work out.
Nope.
I don't. His first relationship being...
Yeah, I think Deuce has a chance in this, now that he has animal parts in him.
We'll see.
Anyway, we're introduced to him. He gets in a car accident, which he falls off a cliff because there's a seal with a circus thing around
its
neck.
It's a circus seal.
It's a circus seal.
Yeah.
He gets animal parts put into him. By a weird doctor and a bunch of animals with hair pieces
and
with
recovers
hair nets.
In 8 days.
8 days. Part of his recovery is waking up next to the car in which he crashed in.
Yeah.
Hope you survive out here in the middle of nowhere.
I sincerely was hoping that when all that car crashing stuff was going on, that it would kill him and then credits would roll.
That would have been great.
And it was a 25-minute long movie. And I'd be like, wasn't bad.
No, that was good.
That was pretty good.
All right. All right.
Cool, cool.
What other notes you got?
Oh, God, too many. Oh, we heard a You Can Do It. I think it was Adam Sandler.
No, we heard a Freak.
We did, but we heard a You Can Do It,
too.
Oh, we did.
I apologize for Caleb George. Not a big Offspring fan over here. That's actually in the song.
Oh, it is?
It's a part of the song.
No way.
So, Original Prankster by The Offspring starts playing, and Caleb turns to me and he goes, what's this knockoff Offspring? Like, no, dude, this is Offspring.
Couldn't afford to pay for the real Offspring.
We got the Offsprung.
Come on, $47 million. You couldn't get the real Offspring.
Yeah, this is just as good. Lead singer Dexter Hooland over here. He's not a in his free time. He's not a scientist. In his free time, he's just a poker player. But he's just the same as normal Dexter Holland. I'm a big Offspring fan.
I'm embarrassed. Yeah. I didn't know I was next to an Offspring
This
expert.
Is post-Americana Offspring, which,
okay.
like, very few songs I actually enjoy.
Oh, okay.
This is Original Prankster was not very popular.
I don't
And it has
that
a part
album.
In it that goes, you can do it!
Really?
Yeah.
And is it a reference to?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
That's hilarious. Do you think they stole the You Can Do It line from Offspring?
No. The You Can Do It was before this.
Oh, okay.
This song was pretty new when this movie came out in 2001.
Okay.
So, no.
Okay.
So, that was funny. What else you got? Yeah.
My biggest beef with this movie so far was the guy ranting about reverse racism. Because I'm getting really frustrated with how many films have we seen Rob Schneider dress up in some sort of racist fucking...
Garb. Yeah.
And now they're using it as like a joke, and it really bothers me.
Yeah. Well, this is a different time. This is 2001.
Yeah.
And apparently we had no problem, so it was time just to talk about how
exactly
black people. So there's a black man in the film who's Rob Schneider's friend, and
Miles is his name.
Miles. And Miles has a hard time because he's allowed to get whatever he wants and everyone's being super nice to him.
Because he's black.
That apparently is a problem.
Yeah.
I'm black and everyone is super nice to
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Cut to 2017.
2018
now.
Oh, boy.
And
things are
boy,
great.
Have things
Things
changed.
Are great. Things
and,
switch.
Yeah.
Things are even better for those people. And airport security is super high.
Yes,
up.
Yes. Nice transition. I was going to go there, too. Yeah. Airport security was a breeze then.
Yeah, you guys, Miles works at what is now
Homeland Security.
Homeland Security, but yeah, now TSA. At the time, TSA, which is, but back in the day, it was just whatever the airport put together.
Really?
Right?
I think so.
Because, and certainly then they're showing like airport security of this guy being in charge, and everyone's just kind of like, there's just one.
One metal detector.
The whole thing was just like, hey, just don't bring metal on the plane.
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
You got some explosive? You got C4? That's fine. Bring that on. Just walk through the metal detector.
They're all casually walking through. It's hilarious.
What do you got, a blast cap? Take that blast cap.
Here's the crazy part, too, is Rob Schneider wasn't getting on a plane.
No.
He was just there to talk to his friend, and he just breezed through security. He was like, here's my keys, walk through. Hey, can I talk to you real quick?
Yeah.
That is impossible now.
Oh, now. Yeah, but remember back in the day, all you had to do was go to security, because I used to fly a lot when I was little by myself.
Yeah.
So my dad would like pick me up as soon as you got off the plane.
At the gate. Even though he didn't have a ticket.
As soon as you walk out of the plane, there's dad.
Yeah.
You don't need a ticket. You just need to go through security.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
Anybody can just come in off the street, go in.
That's
amazing.
Blows my mind.
It blows our mind now, but at the time, it totally makes sense.
It
there was
did.
No reason not to do that.
Yeah, it did.
Why would you go to the airport unless you're not flying, unless you're flying somewhere or picking somebody up?
Yeah.
Just to hang out?
It's
what, are you, a weirdo?
Yes. Well, they've got good restaurants. Good chains. good chains.
I can't go anywhere.
Cinnabons. I can't find them anywhere else.
Can't find them anywhere else. The malls airport. Are closing, so now they're just at the Cinnabon. Yeah.
Malls don't exist.
What else
anymore.
You got?
What else do I have?
Yeah.
His best friend is credited as Fatty. He doesn't even have a name.
His name's Fatty.
His name's Fatty.
Yep.
He doesn't. They.
His best friend's the lowest level cop on the police force.
And they stick like a sign on his back, says like,
calls
I'm
you fat, whatever.
Or whatever, call me fat. And his name is Fatty.
Yep.
Like they can't even. He's so much of a butt of a joke within this movie that they can't even give him a real name. They named him Fatty.
That's the whole
And gave
movie.
Him credit for that. And that guy took this role.
Yeah.
And went like, yeah, I got to do what I got to do. I'm a character actor.
Well, no. As an actor, when you go like on the audition sheet, it says exactly what they're looking for. And it'll say like out of shape or fat.
God.
That's just part of being an actor is being like, this is what I am. It says right here on the sheet.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Badger Milk?
Oh, God.
So
yeah.
Rob Schneider sees a commercial for Badger Milk on TV and orders it, and it reminded me so much of Fight Milk from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's a for not funny.
Fight Milk.
Fight Milk. Fight Milk's hilarious.
Fight Milk
Badger
is funny.
Milk, not funny.
Well, first of all, what do you think? So there's a part where it comes to to his house, and
mm-hmm.
he decides to drink it, and it's like
yogurt?
Yeah, but not even like, it's even thicker. It's more. Like, yeah, it looks like yogurt, but it's thicker.
Like glue that's been left out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, what do you think it really is?
Glue that's been left out.
And then they just let Rob Schneider drink Fiskus chemicals.
You could drink. Glue is organic.
Like compounds. Elmer's glue?
Elmer's glue is non-toxic.
Oh, of course it has to be.
It has to be. Well, it's also
for
just
kids,
it's just
right?
ground up animal hooves, like cow hooves and other things to make the glue. I don't know how it works.
And then he just drank it. Offspring fan, not
he
a
did
glue.
Drink it.
No, offspring expert, not a glue.
You can learn about me. Glue, don't know anything about. Offspring, ask me any questions. I sorry, I like the Offspring.
I know, no, don't apologize.
I mean, I don't. Their old stuff's good. Smash is really good.
I know. Honestly, I know like two Offspring songs.
What two?
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Okay, that's a classic.
Yeah, and I think I heard that for the first time from the Idle Hands.
Soundtrack?
Yeah.
It was
soundtrack.
On everything back
yeah.
in the day.
It was hot. It was a hot,
yeah, hot,
it was a hot,
hot track.
Track.
What else you got?
And then there was another one. What's the other big hit?
Come Out and Play?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those two.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, nice. This is, reminds me of my childhood when my mom wouldn't let me listen to this song.
Wow.
I don't want to get into it.
So that happens. Also, I just want to say really quick that it looks like Bigfoot pulls Rob Schneider out of the crash car to go take him to get fixed. And we don't see a giant hairy animal take him out of the car ever again.
Yeah.
And the lead scientist says, I found you. So here's my thing.
Okay. You have a theory?
I have a theory.
Okay.
That scientist was that big hairy thing.
Okay.
He is like a werewolf or like a certain time he turns into Bigfoot.
A nighttime scavenging werewolf looking for the bodies to cut up and make his own.
And he found Rob Schneider and he's like, too good to kill. I'm gonna make him into my boy. And that's why Rob Schneider has a hairy butt.
That's the fucking film I want to see.
Yes.
It's like the roaming werewolf man looking for bodies to cut up and make into animals. I don't need to see this dipshit walk around and get women he's not good enough for. Yeah, so you brought up the hairy butt, but like he wakes up after 10 days fully recovered.
8 days.
8 days. I gave him too much credit.
Too many days.
Too many days. And he goes and he like takes a shower and he like shakes and gets rid of all the water.
Which a really good effect.
It really did.
He was soaking wet.
$47 million.
Yeah, soaking wet. Yeah. Rob Schneider comes out of the shower, shakes like a dog for the joke. And then I just thought he was going to shake and like still be wet or whatever and move on. But after he's done shaking, he's completely dry. Yep. His hair's dry. And the transition or whatever they did there still holds up.
$47 million. Yeah.
That's part of the things that you see in this film.
Yeah.
You're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a real lava lamp.
They went all out.
They went to Spencer's.
Yeah. So then he goes and he like looks in the shower. And first of all, Rob Schneider's not in bad shape.
Rob Schneider's in good shape for this film.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, Rob Schneider's never been in bad shape.
And he's always been kind of like dumpy shape, but like...
Did you say dumpy?
Maybe not dumpy, but like...
Fucking skinny Caleb George over here.
Yeah, whole 30, baby. I need sugar.
I mean, yeah, he's never looked fit, but he's just kind of... He just looks like a normal human being.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say. It's like, that's... If you're like...
So maybe not dumpy.
Give me the
like
most average body.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider.
Exactly.
Right? Now he's got some pecs.
Yeah.
He's got good arms.
I wonder if
arms.
They also CGI'd him up, because there was another shot, too, where I was like, those pecs look different than the pecs I just saw.
Possibly.
Like, the nipples were different.
Rob Schneider, nipple expert over here.
I know a lot about nipples.
Welcome to Offspring and Nipples podcast.
Yeah. The badger milking scene?
Yes.
Totally inaccurate. I know my nipples.
Badger nipples aren't that long.
No,
they're
that's
more,
ridiculous.
They're wider, actually.
If they actually look like that, they are hurting that badger.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, those look more like marsupial nipples.
Exactly. More koala nipples, if you ask
me. Yeah. Those should be covered by a pouch. Our lives are over. What else you got?
I don't understand why he has a hairy ass. He notices a hole in his chest, and then he turns around, and he's got a big X, like... Big X sewn
scar.
Up. Yeah, scar. And he has a hairy ass.
For no reason.
For no reason. Why?
Also, we're just going over the fact that, like, they don't even explain well that he had to be saved by animal parts and, like, why he's acting like an animal now.
Yeah.
And why this doctor is obsessed with animals and out in the middle of the woods.
No.
None of it's explained because it feels very 1997 of just, like, we're going to have some fun. There's going to be some wackiness here.
And we're just accepted. We're supposed to accept it. It's so ridiculous. It's really hard for me. Like, I'll take like liar kind
yeah,
of scenario.
Yeah, because that's funny,
right? And it's like, oh, I could maybe buy that a kid wished that he would never lie. Like,
yeah.
I'll take that leap. But like in this, he's in a car accident and his leg is literally right next to his
face.
Fucking face, and he just is like 8 days up and go. And I'm just like. I don't know.
Your bones, you get broken bones.
Yeah.
Broken bones.
You got broken bones, Brad.
Yeah, my friend.
And I just like, you can't fix that with putting a monkey spleen in. Like, what are you talking about?
Monkey spleen always fixes bones. That is so we're asked to make a leap that we don't want to make because the story doesn't even try.
Right.
And at the same time, like in Liar Liar, they're having a lot of fun and it's very stupid and it's very silly and you can overanalyze that. But at the same time, they stay within the rules that they make.
Right.
And they are, the jokes are funny.
Right.
And Jim Carrey is 1,000 times more talented than Rob Schneider.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So Rob Schneider by himself to carry a film like this in which he has to do like this weird physical comedy.
Yeah.
It's not working for me.
No, it's not. And again, I don't understand why Rob Schneider's not an interesting, charismatic, likable person, and they just take the time to shit on him constantly, and then they gift him with something that's supposed to make us like him, and I just don't. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why they do it. There's nothing redeeming about these movies. You don't feel satisfied at the end of them.
No.
And this guy got what he, you know, it deserves or entitled to. You just constantly think like, well, this fucking asshole for another 60 minutes.
Speaking of which, you got want to watch more 60 Minutes of this?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear.
We're an hour into The Animal. Caleb, thoughts, feelings, what do you got, buddy?
I'm exhausted, buddy.
It is exhausting.
It's a lot of... I almost did pull, like, the Wire could you not card, because there were just so many... That date scene, just like...
That date scene. You guys, there. Okay, so Rob Schneider gets to go on a date with a love interest, and so many... He pees on the bottom part of her chair. He jerks off in the bathroom and makes elephant noises. He attacks the waiter outside afterwards. He throws his food all over the floor. He licks her face, and she's like, I don't know if that was the nicest thing someone ever has done to me or the grossest.
Grossest, hands down.
We both turn to each other. Grossest, hand down.
Hands down. If you didn't know, if we as audience members didn't have the context of, I guess he's an animal.
Yeah.
And with these urges, that date's the worst date.
Yes.
Ever. And if I had not known that information and watched that date, I'd be like, you need to let this psychopath go.
Go, yes.
Let him go.
We all heard it. The entire restaurant heard him jerking off in the bathroom.
In a public
place.
Except
for her.
Twice. Yeah, except exactly. He licked your face and he pissed on your chair, and then he physically assaulted because he has, I guess, jealousy issues, the man outside.
Yeah.
This doesn't get better for you.
No, that's the worst person she could ever be with.
Hands down. And she, when she walked in, of course, they do like the shot of like, look how beautiful she was for the
yeah.
evening. And the first thing I wrote was, out of your league, dude.
Every Rob Schneider person. All these people. This is every Happy Madison. Think of all the dudes in Happy Madison.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All of them with the most attractive girls ever.
I know.
And in real life, they're with super attractive women, but that's because they're rich and famous. And
right.
They're you know, funny guys or whatever.
I guess.
In these movies, they don't have those traits. It doesn't make any sense.
No, no. But again, these movies are directed towards 13-year-olds who think that they're going to grow up to be with hot women, despite the fact that they have no redeeming qualities.
Can I also talk about...
about whatever you want, baby.
Now's the best time to bring up the first title of this movie. The original title of the movie was supposed to be Rob Schneider Eats Things. Because that's 90% of what we see.
The entire second act.
He's eating the
everything.
Entire time. He's eating Slim Jims.
Everything.
He's eating donuts. He's eating raw ground chuck.
Yeah.
He's eating anything and everything.
Yeah. And there was like an odd scene. I was like, I don't understand this scene where he goes, he wakes up. So we're getting this weird animal vision thing.
Yeah, where he's doing things that he doesn't know that he's doing.
Right, and he kind of does himself consciously.
Yeah.
Or unconsciously.
Yeah.
And so, like, you see this animal vision of, like, this blue-tinted shot of running through the woods, like, kind of a la Jack Nicholson and the Wolf. And then he kind of wakes up and doesn't remember he, like, killed animals. Same thing, a la Jack Nicholson and the Wolf. And so he wakes up in, like, a butcher shop, and he has this disgusting gut on... And he runs out of the butcher shop and he does like a couple of rotations in the hamster wheel back at the original scientist's place.
Guts gone.
Guts gone.
That's how it works.
Apparently.
Because he's an animal.
All these workout videos, what they're really missing is a hamster wheel.
A giant hamster
wheel. A couple rotations.
That's all we need. A couple rotations at a hamster wheel. Gut is gone.
Well, it's insane.
That was just a set piece. All this movie is set piece to set piece.
Yeah.
And the set pieces aren't interesting or cool.
No.
It's like, all right, well, we have this whole scene where it's a gala, a policeman's gala or whatever. And then they get there, and the whole thing is just so Rob Schneider can act like a dolphin and save this kid who's drowning, apparently.
Which, what was that kid doing in the middle of the lake?
What was the kid doing in the lake?
They never justified it. There's just a kid. They introduced the kid, so you realize he had importance to the person mm-hmm. who's running the party. But then, just suddenly, the kid's in the lake.
Yeah, no reason.
No reason.
And how can Rob Schneider smell him in the lake?
I think he hears him. I don't know.
And then he dolphins him in the lake, and then he acts like a dolphin in front of everybody, and everybody's like, oh, that's so cool.
That's incredible.
Can we ask him a bunch of questions, like how he's half out of the water doing this?
Yeah.
Like, no.
No.
It lives in a weird world where, like, everything gets to go, and it's just these set pieces, and it's also just horrible sound design where music songs just start kind of out of nowhere, barely fade in, and then all of a sudden it leads right into another song, into another song. It's like overly produced.
Yeah, it's really odd. And so now he's just like eating all the time. And I guess there was a scene where they kind of like explained that he has these animal urges, so the way to suppress them is just to eat all the time, and he has to like harness his powers, so he just eats a bunch of Slim Jims.
Yeah, that's all it is. How do you harness your power? When I was 13, he was eating a bunch of Slim Jims.
Yeah, Mountain Dew and Slim Jims.
I love
that's how
Mountain
I harness my power.
Yeah. Mountain Dew, Slim Jims, some Sour Patch Kids, and I'm ready to go.
Oh my God, you must have been off the walls.
I was done. speaking of done,
okay.
Well, there's one thing we just need to talk about.
Okay, what is it?
The goat fucking scene.
Oh, I was about to bring out the monkey prostitution scene.
So there's two scenes back to back.
Yeah.
A monkey is presented to Rob Schneider as a gift for fucking.
Prostituted out by the scientist.
Dressed up like a child.
Like a little
like
sexy
a little
nightgown,
girl.
I guess.
Yeah,
but yeah, gross. But the childlike. Yeah, 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 yeah
very
yeah.
gross.
Because she's got like a bow in her hair,
yes.
Which I'm like, why the bow?
Yeah, the bow is
that
too
makes
much.
It really pedophilic.
Yeah. But then he seduces a goat, in which the goat raises an eyebrow at him.
Yeah.
$47 million. And it gets very gross.
It's very disgusting.
Where did he put his head to get... He slapped her butt.
He slapped her butt in the
butt. He slapped the goat's butt in the butt, kicked her.
It's... I think ultimately it's a very Me Too moment. half this film is a Me Too moment.
It is.
Like,
this is.
Wow. You're an asshole who thinks he's entitled to something, and you deserve to have your ass kicked, you piece of shit.
By a goat. Unwanted
but by
sexual
the way,
advances by a
I've
goat.
I've seen that. It's called Edward Albee's The Goat or Who is Sylvia, so go fuck yourself.
They ripped this off?
No, they didn't because they never read that play. But there is a play about a guy who has sex with a goat.
God damn it. That's all I really have about this movie. What else do you have?
I wrote down
Uncle Cracker, and that's as well, because that was the song that you guys heard before.
Yeah, and I hate Uncle Cracker, and I
have... Wait, what?
I do
How?
Not like... Okay, so here's the deal.
Offspring and Uncle Crack. Offspring, Uncle Crack, Mountain Dew, Sour Patch Kids, Slim Jim. That's all I need.
When you say Uncle Crack, it definitely sounds like you're smoking crack cocaine.
What are you
like,
talking about?
I don't know.
Just me,
Uncle Crack, Mountain Dew. Oh, God.
You're not a crackhead?
I'm not an Uncle Crackhead.
We're Uncle Crackheads. Come down to the concerts, man. Big crackheads down there, man.
My first ever concert I ever saw.
Yeah?
When I was growing up in high school, I was a huge Maroon 5 fan.
Oh, God.
Their music is garbage now. I can't take it anymore. But early, like, Songs About Jane was really good.
Yeah.
So I was a huge Maroon 5 fan. I was also a huge Bowling for Soup fan. And they're from Texas.
Yeah, they are from Texas. My buddy introduced me to them way back in the day.
And I've met them.
And they blew up.
They're lovely. And they're from Denton, which is just, you know, 35 minutes from where I grew up. So So they were performing at Six Flags, and it was like the first concert.
This story is amazing. I know. Bowling for Soup is performing at Six Flags or Maroon 5?
Both of them. It's a lineup.
Whoa!
So here's the lineup. Yeah, this is why I'm coming to Uncle
Tracker. Was the Six Flags guy there?
Yeah. He did the Vega, whatever the...
Yeah, Vagabond Boys.
Vagabond Boys, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So, no, he didn't. That poor girl dressed up in an old man suit was not there.
Okay.
So it's Maroon 5, it's Bowling for Soup, it's another band called Ridlin Kids. They opened, and it was just like a poppy punky band.
Uh-huh.
And guess who closed it? Uncle Cracker.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the most eclectic lineup of musicians.
It's just pop lineup.
And no one was there to see Uncle Cracker. Everyone was there to see Maroon 5 because they had just booked this concert. And then like at the end of the, like they booked it at Six Flags.
Yeah.
At the end of like this concert, they were, blown up. And they were about to go on a big worldwide tour. So this
and they're
ticket,
like, we have to finish this up.
Exactly. This ticket cost me $15. Nothing. And I got to see Maroon 5 live. And they were fantastic. And Bowling for Soup.
Back in the day.
Well, here's the deal. Everyone was there for Maroon 5. Everyone was there for Bowling for Soup. No one was there for Uncle Cracker.
No crackheads?
No Uncle Crackheads.
Okay.
So everybody's watching it. We're all Maroon 5's right before Uncle Cracker. Maroon 5 ends their set. Like, thank you. I'm Levine. Watch The Voice in 15 years. And so.
Wow, that was really... poignant.
Everybody leaves, and I mean everybody leaves, and everyone's walking out the door, and Uncle Cracker takes the stage, and Uncle Cracker goes, okay, well, I guess if you're in the back, you can move on to the front because there's seats available.
Oh, poor Uncle Cracker.
Poor Uncle Cracker. Even then, he wasn't taken seriously. Even in his prime.
In his prime.
He wasn't taken seriously.
Well, he only had one song.
Yeah, and it wasn't Follow even me. His damn song. It was a cover.
Yeah. Want to watch more of this movie?
Yeah, I guess.
Can you tell me I want to believe that you want to be with me forever? I need to know that you won't ever leave and you won't run away from me never. I've been waiting.
We have finished The Animal. Caleb, thoughts, feelings. How'd you like it? You liked it? You loved it.
I hated it.
Hated every moment.
I really did. I hated almost. No, that's not true.
No, there was one moment, that we both enjoyed.
Yeah,
can we talk about that right now?
You want to? Let's
I would love to talk let's about it, that. You guys, Norm MacDonald shows up, and he is the best part of any Happy Madison
Absolutely.
Movie.
Absolutely. He was fantastic.
He shows up, and it's like he wrote a sketch called Angry Mob.
Yeah, exactly. It's
and
exactly
they're all forming an angry mob, mm-hmm. and they're like, all right, we're going to go get Rob Schneider. We're all going to go get him. All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
And then Norm MacDonald comes out, and he goes, hey, quick question.
Any questions?
Oh, yeah, I got a question there. When do we get to light our torches?
When it gets dark.
Ah, I see. Oh, hey, I got another question there. Suppose, hypothetically, you know, a guy had already lit his torch. I mean, it'd be cool if he could just keep it lit, huh?
Yes.
Ah, excellent.
Now, if there are no more questions...
Hey, I got another question. Hey, if one part of the mob gets separated from another part of the mob, shouldn't there be a place that we could get together, maybe a secret place? The two mobs could reunite and we'd be a big mob again.
Stay with the mob.
Stay with the mob.
All right.
Hey, I got another question. Hey, doesn't this guy deserve a fair trial?
You, back of the mob.
Back of the mob? What? This is my spot. I came early.
Okay, out of the mob.
This mob blows.
I loved
it. It's a very funny bit.
It's so good. And then you see him later and he's like, ah.
Yeah.
And anyway, so they find Rob Schneider. It turns out that Rob Schneider isn't alone in being an animal. The woman that he's been courting this whole time has also basically had the exact same procedure done to her. Except for she doesn't have a messed up back like he does.
Apparently not, because she wore a sexy dress.
Yeah, with a full back.
With full back. So, plot hole there.
Plot hole. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
And then after that, in order to save them, the Ex Machina, the Deus Ex Machina, is the black man from the beginning who's complaining about reverse racism, just says, you know what, it was me. And then everyone's like,
yeah,
can't kill a black, a mob can't kill a black man. And this, Norm Macdonald says that, oh, holding God. A tiki torch.
Yes. It's so interesting. Post Charlottesville.
16 years later.
Yeah.
Movie's relevant.
Incredible.
It's insane.
It's incredible.
How great that is.
It really is. Looking back on it, knowing Charlottesville and all that, it's just like, wow, what insanity that 2001, they were like, fix the racism.
Racism's fixed.
We can play this joke now because racism's over.
If anything, we're overcompensating for racism and being too nice to black people. That's That's what the movie is trying to say.
I can't believe
it's
it.
It's so much fun.
I can't believe it.
It is so stupid. All right, what else you got?
Well, I mean, first of all, you pointed on it, but that's the only way for this movie to end, and I, like, shouted out during the middle of the movie. It's like, yes, of course she's the other animal, because there's no way any fucking... We're talking about this. She shows up to his apartment, and he's built a beaver dam. Again, if she doesn't know the context, which she doesn't at this point.
She doesn't. She's
never been to his apartment.
It's not an apartment. It's a garage.
It's a garage. I'm sorry. I gave him way too much credit. She shows up. You have to sit there and be like, what the fuck is this? I'm out. I'm done.
I'm done.
Because there's no way you love him otherwise.
I've never been to your house. This is the first time I've been to your garage. First of all, you live in a garage. Okay, I can get past that. Second of all, it's a beaver dam. No, I can't get past that.
So she has to be. Otherwise, there's no way this... There's no way.
No way.
There's no way. And again, you made her so saintly that you almost have to make him the only person that she could be with.
Yep.
That's it.
And it totally explains... Shape of Water. It's Shape of Water. We just watched Shape of Water. Wow. If you guys haven't seen Shape of Water, don't. Just watch The Animal.
Exactly.
Exact same thing.
Exact same
Exact plot. Same movie.
Yeah, so that's the crazy part to me. I just can't get over it. I don't understand how she hasn't run away by now.
Okay.
The other thing that you pointed out that I want to bring up is they wake up the next morning. They've had sex, I presume.
Yeah.
And then they burst in. So John C. McGinley bursts into the apartment. And then you
garage.
Meet... Garage.
God.
And then Rob Schneider, you know, runs away, jumps out, and they immediately have coverage of this on the news.
Yep.
And it blasts to Fatty and Miles in a bar.
In a bar.
Drinking.
Drinking. So they just woke up together.
Mm-hmm.
The cops are just there. Yep. I assume cops don't show up to bust into your house when you're sleeping at 10.
And to give context, they're there because a hunter was attacked the night before, and they believe it is Rob Schneider.
They don't have a lot of proof, but they're just going to show up to murder him anyway.
But they got enough to get a warrant.
enough to get a warrant and shoot at him.
Yes.
I would say that it's probably, realistically, the cops would probably do that at 6 in the morning, maybe like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, if they were doing like an early morning sting.
I'll give it to them. I'll say it's 8 or 9.
Okay.
These guys are in a bar drinking.
Yep.
They have problems.
There's a bar open.
Bar open. It's the same bar that they're always in.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool looking bar. It's like the typical 90s bar, which is like there's lights coming out of places that shouldn't be.
It's like a fucking shitty tiki bar.
Yeah.
It's probably the same bar they shot Saving Silverman in with all their scenes too.
It looks the same.
It looks exactly
the
same.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
But then at the end, the thing that I would have used a stop card on, a Y card on, is Adam Sandler shows up as part of the mob and says, you can do it.
Yep.
As Rob Schneider's character.
As Rob Schneider's character, exactly.
And if that doesn't take you out of a film, I don't know what does.
Especially since, like, it's so obvious that Adam Sandler's, like, acting or, like, doing this bit. Like, he almost has a dumb look on his face.
He does.
Like, look, this is the bit that he always does. So you hate it. You hate it. Because at least
I'm also feeling it like he's mocking Rob Schneider.
Yes, this whole career, this whole Rob Schneider Happy Madison career is Adam Sandler being like, you're a piece of shit.
You're a real piece of shit.
And I'm always going to make movies that make you out to be a piece of shit because that's what you are.
There's nothing fun.
No.
Rob Schneider humps a mailbox. Rob Schneider jumps on some trees.
Right.
Rob Schneider attacks and rips out the hair of a cat. Rob Schneider acts like a dolphin.
I've never seen you so mad as when the cat...
That was not acceptable.
If that cat had been killed, I think you would have gone apeshit.
I would have used a stop card and
just
wrote
rented
an email
to somebody.
Dear Happy Madison.
Dear Happy, how, first of all, how dare you?
Yeah.
Second of all.
17 years after the fact, yes, I'm angry.
I'm angry. Also, thank you for predicting Charlottesville.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. It's not a good movie. You asked me last week if I'd recommend Deuce Bigalow, so I'll ask you, would you recommend this movie?
As no.
Kind of like a cool movie, fun movie to watch, and like go, what the fuck?
No, it's not a fun movie to have on. It's obviously going to be bad, but is it like a movie to watch, like, ironically and have fun watching?
Right.
No, I was only having fun some parts, mostly during musical numbers, just music in the background, yeah. But no. It's not worth it. What about you?
Agree hard.
Do you want to rank these? Do you want to rank them?
I mean, yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I love
it. So last week we had Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo. So that's at our number one.
Yeah.
And we just watched The Animal. Is this better or worse?
I think it's worse.
You think it's worse?
I do. I like Deuce Bigalow more.
That's the sentence you said. I'm sorry.
That. I know.
I'm sorry. I'm just giggly this whole podcast just because, like, for some reason, Rob Schneider movies just feel like vapid nothingness.
They are vapid nothingness.
Yeah.
So it's very rare that you ever get a chance to compare a Rob Schneider movie and go, yeah, I got to say that one's better. Like, you can only ever compare a Rob Schneider movie and give it, like, the okay thumbs up as long as it's compared to another Rob Schneider movie.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm going to say the exact same. I'm going to put my number two is going to be The Animal, and my number one is going to be Deuce Bigalow. Because if you ask me, hey, I need to watch a Rob Schneider movie, pick between these two.
Yeah.
Do you know what we're watching next week?
What are we watching next week?
It fits perfectly with what we're talking about. Next week, we are watching Rob Schneider in The Hot Chick.
I knew you were going to say The Hot Chick.
He turns into a hot chick.
Oh.
It's Rob Schneider. Instead of an animal, now he's a chick.
It's the same concept.
It's the same concept.
You're just watering it down even more.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Caleb George. Rob Schneider. Should he not? Or I don't know how do we end this?
Could you not?
Could you not?
Hey, yeah. Rob Schneider.
Yeah. Do you agree?
We've seen it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Could you not do White Chick?
So we'll end.
No, wait. Hot Chick, not White Chick.
Whatever.
I'm thinking Marlon Wayans.
You're thinking the Wayans.
The Wayans film that also should not
have
could
existed.
We not do that? Yeah.
Okay. Rob Schneider, could you not?
Rob Schneider was an animal. Then he was a woman. And now Rob Schneider is a stapler. And he's about to find out that being a stapler is harder than it looks. Rob Schneider is the stapler. Rated PG-13.